SOP233. Today, we've got a free tool to promote your podcast that might actually make it go a little viral. And we're going to talk about keeping it real if you have sponsors.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so very, very much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. If you'd like to email me, it's very easy. You can email me at dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. You can leave a comment out at the blog by going to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you'd like to sign up and start a podcast, our website, of course, is schoolofpodcasting.com. And I would love to see you on the inside. Well, today, I got to tell you, I've had a book on my bookshelf for 3 years called The Business Podcasting Book, Launching, Marketing, and Measuring Your Podcast. I know one of the authors, Michael Gohagan, and actually I know Tim... This is part of the stuff that's not on these show notes. Here, I can tell you. Tim Berkwin, one of the podcast brothers, along with Colette Vogel. I tell you what, if you want to get into the legality of a podcast, it's really super duper deep. It's legal stuff, so it's really super, super boring. But man, does she go into depth into how you can get into trouble with your podcast legally. And a great book, even though it was written in 2007, it talks a lot about MySpace, which I thought was kind of funny, how MySpace, and you might want to check out this thing called Facebook. It tells you how fast things change here in the world of the internet. But they did have a tip that I'd heard about this, but I kind of went, yeah, I don't think so. And that is, and it's free, if you're using FeedBurner, and in my opinion, you should. That's, what do I use FeedBurner for? I use it for my iTunes tags, and I use it basically... because in the event I ever want to change my hosting, I can change from hosting A to hosting B, update my feed in FeedBurner, and my listeners and iTunes don't know a thing ever changed. And it's free. Now, typically, I'm not a huge fan of free stuff because they tend to go out of business, but this one's owned by Google, and they have great tools in it for promoting your podcast. And one of them is called the Headline Animator. And if you're like me back in 2007, you looked at it and went, yeah, kind of ugly. But I was reading about it in this book, and one of the things that caught my eye is when you put the headline animator on your website, and you can actually put it in your email as your signature, which is very, very cool, depending, not in Gmail, unfortunately. There's kind of a workaround, but unfortunately not in Gmail. But if you're using standard email, like, you know, POP3 stuff, then you could. But nonetheless, you could put it on your blog, which is what I'm talking about today, because it has a thing at the bottom that says, grab this widget. So your fans could actually put your widget, which will display, I think it's the last 5 episodes of your podcast, right there on their website. How cool is that? Now, I looked at it and was like, okay, some of these are just ugly, except for if you go into the options, you can specify, I have my own background image. And I went, okay, So I made a little quick, it's like 125 by, I think, 200 image. So it would fit my sidebar and upload it to my website, schoolofpodcasting.com. It has to be a GIF, a .gif file. And then you throw this into the headline animator. And in my case, I put schoolofpodcasting.com at the top of it. So I didn't need the name of my podcast. I didn't really want the date. I just wanted the headline. And I could do that. You could pick what color you want it to be in terms of text and how big you want it to be. And once you get everything set, you click on save. It gives you a bit of code and you can paste that in your sidebar or on any other websites. And again, the cool thing is people can grab it and put it on their website. So you might want to check it out. It's pretty cool. Hey, just want to point out, since we're talking about free podcast promotion, want to welcome Theater Geeks. Now, this is theatregeeks.com, as well as Educate Today. I'll have links to these out in the show notes. Theater Geeks is, again, theater spelled regeeks.com, and Educate Today has a really long URL. If I was them, I would buy something. It's brinknotes.com/category/educ-today. That's why I say it's in the show notes, because you're never going to remember that. But that is a Theater Geeks is a podcast of lively conversation about community theater, theater in general, and the performing arts with John Shoup, Dave Dufour, and Marcia Fulmer. Now, Educat Today is a 30-minute weekly podcast that discusses and explains different educational issues affecting the teachers and students of today, and they are also two new members over at podcastclicks.com. So if you're looking for free podcast promotion, that's a place to go. Basically, every time they show a banner on their website, their banner is shown on another podcaster's website. And speaking of free podcast promotion, we're getting ready to kick it off. Only a few seats left. If you have a audio promo for your show, 30 to 60 seconds or less, go over to podcastpromoswap.com. We're going to launch that bad boy, and we're going to have 12 different podcasts. And every week, all 12 podcasts will be promoting one single podcast. So let's say it's week number one. We might, all 12 of us will be promoting your podcast, and then you'll be promoting, I guess everybody but you, unless you want to play your own promo. And then the next week, we'll be promoting somebody else. So every week, 12 different podcasts will be promoting another podcast. That's very cool. That also is free, as is Podcast Clicks. All right, another thing. I've been working on the book, still working on it. I keep thinking I'm done, and then I find something else. And I want to thank Todd Cochran of Blueberry Network, BLUBRRY.com. Actually, it's part of Raw Voice, and they are doing, it's a podcast, I was going to say community, which it is, but it's a company. It's kind of a directory. It does kind of everything over there. It's run by podcasters for podcasters. They have hosting, they have stats, really doing a lot of things. And they're really, I subscribe to their Burrycast, and they're really getting podcasts onto TVs now through different boxes and things like that, really working to help promote the people that are on that network. And I was talking to him because I'm working on this book, More Podcast Money. If you go over to morepodcastmoney.com, you can still be a beta reader. That also is going to be closing at the end of the month. So whether I get X amount of beta readers or not, that's going to be closing at the end of September. So if you want to get in on that, I'll put it this way. The people that signed up got the first 7 chapters, and in editing it, some of those chapters are not going to make the book, but it's still good information. It's actually more about promoting your podcast that's probably not going to be in the book. But beta readers are going to make out on this one at this case, and you can check that out, morepodcastmoney.com. But I was talking to Todd because he has such a wide view being the head of Raw Voice and Blueberry, and he made a great point. We're talking about things that people do to shoot themselves in the foot in terms of getting sponsors. And I'm just going to talk about one today, and that is, do not lie about your numbers. Now, I know you think, gosh, if I tell them I have 100,000 listeners, they'll definitely sponsor my show, even if I only have 10,000. Because you're just trying to get them to come on board. You're not thinking big picture in terms of long term. How are you going to have them? Because let's say that campaign runs for a month. Are they going to sign back up the second month? And more importantly, are they ever going to sponsor another podcast again? Think of it this way. It's definitely looking like fall here in Ohio. Leaves are on the ground. It's going to be time to start raking them up and putting them in bags. So when I go to buy bags at the local grocery store, let's say I buy a box of 100. And I get home and I spend, $10 for a box of 100. And so that's, $10 for 100. That's what, a dime a bag, something like that. Should have done the math. And I get home and I'm bagging my stuff and bagging more leaves. And I use the first 30 bags and I look over and there's no more bags in the box. It said there were 100 on the box. But I only got 30. Well, I was expecting to pay, you know, X amount of money for the bags, right? I put out my $10 for my 100 bags, and, you know, I'm expecting to pay a dime a piece. Well, it turns out I only got 30 bags. I still paid $10. My $10 now, and I divide that by 30. Well, now I'm paying 33 cents a bag. Wait a minute. I was expecting to pay 10 cents a bag, and now I'm paying 30. It's three times as much. Then I'm not going to be able to make a profit. Maybe I'm selling a product, and I'm expecting that, hey, I can spend 10 cents to get a new 10 cents per download. Let's say I'm willing to pay a nickel for every download, because I know that if you have 1,000 listeners and I get 5 new people, okay, that's great. But it turns out that you don't have 1,000 listeners, you only have 100. Well, now I've paid way too much. In the same way that the price of my leaf bags has now gone through the roof, the price of my advertising has now gone through the roof, and then I'm not going to make a profit on my product because I paid too much for the advertising for the customer that I get. Does that make any sense to you? Just go back to the leaf bags and go, wait a minute, I got ripped off. I'm paying 33 cents a bag. I expected to pay 10 cents a bag. And now, if you're a sponsor, I expected to pay X amount for a new customer. And instead, I only got half of the amount of new customers that I wanted. So I paid way too much for these. And now I'm not going to be able to make a profit on my product. So now, I think this podcasting thing is not a good investment. I'm definitely not going to invest on your show because you didn't give me a good return on investment, which is called ROI. And I may not advertise on anybody's podcast because I probably advertised on your show because I thought you really fit my niche. You have the market that I'm trying to get. But because you lied so you could get me to give you a check, I'm never going to give you another check, and possibly I'm not going to give another podcaster a check. I'm going to take my money and go back to traditional marketing. So I want to thank Todd for that. That was a great conversation we had. It's a great point. And the bottom line is keep it real, because if I bought a box and, you know, I expect to pay 33 cents for a bag, and I get home and they're 33 cents, then I like, okay, good. I knew what I was getting in for. Or if I buy a smaller box and they're only 10 cents a piece, I might buy two boxes because it's cheaper. The bottom line is, it's honesty is always the best policy. And inflating your numbers, you know, realize it's not the amount of numbers. It's the audience that you have. Because in traditional marketing, they're going to have to, you know, they put it on the radio. They don't know if anybody's listening, or they know people are listening, but not how many. They can advertise in magazines and newspapers, but they're not sure if anybody's going to turn to that page to see their ad. With podcasting, if it's downloaded, there's a very good chance it's going to be listened to. And it's not, because podcasting is time shifted, people can listen to it whenever they want. That ad is in your episode. It's very, very powerful. And the one thing that will ruin it is if you lie about your numbers. So don't do that. You're going to ruin it for everybody, doggone it. So that's all we're going to talk about today. I thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a lot of things coming up in the future at the School of Podcasting. I think probably by the end of the year, you're going to like it. There's going to be even more stuff, but better yet, because one of the good things about the School of Podcasting is we have everything there to help you start a podcast. And as I'm working behind the scenes, we're going to find a way to have this information come to you in a format so that you don't get overwhelmed as you're trying to consume the information, which really isn't that hard to start a podcast. I'm really excited about it. Some really good things coming out. And stay tuned I'll be talking about that in the future. If you're looking for free publication, free publicity would be a better way of saying that. Again, check out Podcast Promo Swap. Easy for me to say. Podcast Promo Swap and podcastclicks.com. And if you're ready to start podcasting, by all means, I would love to see you on the inside. Come visit me at schoolofpodcasting.com. We've got our step-by-step tutorials. We've got our resources, everything you need. And you got me, your personal podcast coach, over at schoolofpodcasting.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I just want to, one last point here that I want to point out. How long is this episode? Let's see if I can see this without my glasses. It looks like about, is that 16 minutes? And it's taken me 32 minutes, not counting the time it took to make the graphic, to make this episode. So in case you ever wonder how long it takes to make a podcast, this one's looking about 3 to 1. So thank you much. Till next week, class is dismissed.